In the summer of 2016, I found myself sitting in the front of the weirdest system I had ever encountered as a software engineer. There was a fairly banal web application written in Java that was connecting to what I would eventually figure out was a mainframe. The mainframe itself wasn't the weird part. When you venture into the world of legacy modernization, you quickly realize that mainframes are still everywhere. In banks, in government, buried deep in the foundation of civil society. Having a web application send requests to a mainframe wasn't so weird. I had a hard time accepting that a technology designed for bulk transactions would respond quickly enough to meet the demands of a website at a reasonable scale, but despite my concerns, it did appear to be doing okay. No, what was weird was that the mainframe in question was from the 1960s. And storing data on magnetic tape. There was no way that mainframe could respond quickly enough. So when I saw this on the architecture diagrams, I focused on a group of mysterious machines that were sitting in the middle. A modern web application was on one side, and an ancient mainframe on the other. The only information I had about this cluster of machines was the acronym the organization used for it. Nobody on the engineering teams I was working with seemed to know what the machines did. It took a lot of digging through several decades of documentation before I figured out what they were. Unisys ClearPath Dorados. In other words, they were more mainframes. Newer ones that were effectively configured like a cache in front of the old mainframe. That was how the 60-year-old code was responding fast enough to serve requests from the modern internet. The organization had a new machine sitting in between that was storing a temporary copy of the relevant data. About once a week, the new mainframes would request an update from the older mainframe. When I asked an engineer who worked on this system what he thought about this arrangement, he said something that has stuck with me ever since. And ultimately changed my understanding of modernizing legacy computer systems. Well, how is the cloud any different from old time-sharing schemes on mainframes? The answer is that it isn't really. Both of these approaches charge you for time spent on shared resources maintained by a much larger institution. You are connecting over the same lines of communication, sometimes with the same protocols. The client-server model is virtually the same. Only the interfaces and programming languages are different. On this point, the engineer added another interesting observation. We started with thin client, mainframe, green screen terminal applications. Then they wanted us to migrate to fat clients on PCs. Now they want APIs with thin clients again. The first mistake software engineers make with legacy modernization is assuming technical advancement is linear. With that frame of mind, anything built in older design patterns or with an older architectural philosophy is inferior to newer options. Improving the performance of an old system is just a matter of rearranging it to a new pattern. My experiences dealing with Frankenstein systems like the one described taught me that progress in technology is not linear. It's cyclical. We advance, but we advance slowly, while moving tangentially. We abandon patterns only to reinvent them later and sell them as completely new. Technology advances not by building on what came before, but by pivoting from it. We take core concepts from what exists already and modify them to address a gap in the market. Then we optimize around filling in that gap until that optimization has aggregated all the people and use cases not covered by the new tech into its own distinct market that another advancement will capture. In other words, the arms race around data centers left smaller organizations behind and created a demand for the commercial cloud. Optimizing the cloud for customization and control created the market for managed platforms and eventually serverless computing. The serverless model will feed its consumers more and more development along its most appealing features until the edge cases where serverless approaches don't quite fit start to find common ground among each other. Then a new product will come out that will address those needs.